Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. Doing the right thing is not the same as doing the thing right. Here's a story for you. My wife is a piano teacher. Every day she teaches her students how to play it. Each song has a different level of difficulty. And the more difficult it is, the more they should practice at home. Sometimes I hear that her students claim they have indeed practiced at home, but when they play it in class, it's as if the performance stays the same as the previous week. My wife tells me they could be practicing all right, but are they doing it well? Meaningful practice makes progress. How do we do that? How do we prepare for a big online presentation, a team workshop, or a webinar in a way that is purposeful and tells you that you're doing better than last time? I'm breaking my answer in three parts. Why it's important to practice, what to practice when it comes to speaking in public, and how to do it in a way that is meaningful and lets you know you're improving. We know that practice allows us to do better as we repeat. The reason why we repeat the same thing over and over again lies in the way our brain works. Do you know the game called Simon Says? It's like that, but for learning. The brain enjoys learning one bit at a time very intentionally. When you learn one new thing, you move on to the next, incrementally increasing your capabilities. Last week I had a dance class. It was a fun learning experience because after so many years off the dance floor, I still found myself learning some new moves so quickly. The format is usually the same. You learn the first set of moves and you practice it multiple times to help the brain fixate it. You then proceed to learn the next set of moves. This time, when you practice it, you go through the whole routine from the beginning, so you don't forget what you've learned before. Do this 5 to 10 times, and you get a beautiful and diverse routine that you can use when dancing at any social event. When we learn, we go through the 4 stages of competence. Check the show notes for the reference material on these 4 stages. They go from unconscious incompetence to conscious incompetence. The key thing to understand is that the more we practice, the less effort it takes. What starts as a conscious effort to face a crowd, explain our material, use meaningful gestures, establish eye contact, etc., slowly becomes second nature and almost intuitive. You don't even think about it. Step by step, our brain learns something new, develops it to the unconscious level, and then rinse and repeat. It doesn't matter if it's a physical activity or a mental one. The brain learns it consciously, and after some time and guided repetition, you use that learning without effort, intuitively. Speaking of guided repetition, if you go to the gym regularly, you know the drill. Short, focused, meaningful workouts, combined with good food and sleep, are proven to be effective when wanting to get fit. There is a parallel when it comes to public speaking. So what do you practice and how? Here are my suggestions. 1. Structure your message. Use TGIF3S and MUS-MUS to give you a predictable structure. Reduce the effort you make to internalize it and allow you to focus more on the audience when you get to speak up. To learn more about TGIF3S and MUS-MUS, check the entire directory of the podcast. I've talked extensively about these 2 frameworks, and I'll leave them in the show notes for you to browse. 2. Try and look away from the slide deck. When practicing, repeating your presentation time and time again will make you more confident, to the point you might not even need to look at it at all. That will help you connect to the audience by looking at them, not the slides. 3. Swap crutches with silence. I challenge you right now to think of a conversation you had this week. It could have been a meeting or a client calling you. Count the amount of times someone said, like, so. You get the point. These filler words are distracting and add no value whatsoever. Believe it or not, silence is much better. The conscious exercise is to replace where you would say or so with nothing. 4. Experiment with different tones, speeds, and gestures. Pick any idea in your message and say it out loud in different styles. Faster and then slower. Louder and then quieter. Ample gestures and then more closed off. Different tones change the idea you're going for. Gestures amplify them. This simple experiment will deepen and even shape what you want to say. 5. Ask questions about your material. Some meetings expect Q&A sessions. If you're at a conference talk, that's almost for certain. If you ask them before, you are better prepared. A great possibility since 2023 is to leverage artificial intelligence. Feed ChatGPT with your material and then prompt it to generate a series of questions someone might ask about your material. You might even ask it to categorize them by a level of depth to help you answer them more effectively. So now you know why and what to practice. But how do you do it though? Remember that story about how my wife's students were not seeing results time and time again? That's because they couldn't tell themselves they were improving. I'm giving you another example that demonstrates clearly how to practice. Think about trek runners. How did they progress? 1. They set the baseline. Just make a single lap and see how that goes. Depending on the situation, the athlete might want to keep track of other metrics besides lap time, such as heart rate or pain levels. They then set the target. That's 2. The target can be external or internal. An external target might be a maximum lap time set by some organizing committee like the Olympics or something. An internal target might be a lap time you set yourself. It might be a specific lap time, or it might be an ongoing improvement every month. Next, 3, focus on specific parts. Instead of going all in with all metrics, stabilize your heart rate, for example, or focus on your breathing, the way you make contact on the ground each step. A single, solid improvement is much more worth it than trying 3 shallow improvements at the same time. Next, 4, stay aware, experiment, and celebrate. Think back to the music students. When they're consciously practicing specific things to improve in their performance, they notice when they make mistakes or when they succeed. If they fumble, they know it and try again, slower. If they succeed, they celebrate and repeat so they mechanize what they've done well. Finally, often overlooked, take some rest. Much of the learning happens after you're done with practice, particularly when you're asleep. Athletes know this to be true. Running is part of the whole growth process. Proper nutrition and sleep truly make a difference. Now, coming back to public speaking, each time you practice, remember to set your baseline and your target. It can be a measure of time. It can be positive feedback from someone close to you, perhaps a coach or a mentor. It can be the amount of times you look at your notes, or some other measure. If the message is too big, a good tip is to rehearse smaller chunks at a time, just like that dance workshop, or like Simon says, a bit at a time. To summarize the episode, practice isn't just about repetition. It's about purposeful repetition, one that leads to progress. Practice develops your brain consistently, growing to the point of doing things intuitively. When it comes to public speaking, knowing what to practice and measure grants you tangible results, small or big. There's no right or wrong pace. There's only your pace. Knowing what to measure and you measuring it, in fact, is already leaps and bounds compared to before you even started. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.